This is the May 19th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Welcome to the podcast recorded version. Hank Whaley, federal firearms licensee in Maryland, joins me to talk turkey about what's happening with gun control and what it means for FFLs in the state of Maryland. The great Ernie Emerson joins me, Emerson Knives. He talks combat knives and an awful lot of fun to have him here. Doug Allen, host of Talk of the Town and Spirit of Racing on the great affiliate of Armed American Radio, soon to be affiliate, 1230 a.m. in Aiken, South Carolina and Augusta, Georgia. Catherine Whitney, Women for Concealed Carry in Colorado, joins the lawsuit against the governor for that unconstitutional gun grab out there. David Kodria, regular contributor, and George the Mad Ogre Hill. So everybody enjoy the program, and a big shout to our newest affiliates, WEKY in Lexington, Kentucky, great to have you. WIRV, Irvine, Kentucky, great to have you. And KENT out in Cedar City, Utah, we're filling your prescription for freedom. Enjoy the show, and I'll see you on the radio.
Prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
We're to it. Thanks for tuning in to the Armed American Radio broadcast this week. It's going to be a great program. Fresh off the heels of the Gander Mountain event down in Madison. Down in Madison? I guess that depends on where you're at. Maybe if you're in Canada, it's down. Up in Madison, Wisconsin, or maybe over in Madison, Wisconsin. A great time had. I hope you came out. A lot of you did. It's always fun to meet you when you come out to these events. So thanks to everybody for coming out and seeing us at the Gander Mountain Academy event. My sidekick in Dallas, Sean Shanto.
Hey.
Young. How are you, brother?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing well, and you and I haven't had an opportunity to talk, so we'll do it live on the radio. We have a number of announcements to make. First, people can watch us. They can watch us live at what address, Sean?
Radiofactor.net.
Radiofactor.net. Now, I sound like Ed McMahon with the little Carmack thing. Remember on the Johnny Carson show?
You
put that little envelope up and repeat it and then rip it open.
I
missed
that.
Old enough to remember Johnny Carson, you can see all those reruns, you know?
Really? Are they on YouTube?
I don't know where you get them.
Oh, come on now. How are you going to just leave us hanging?
Digital stuff like that. But Madison, Wisconsin, yeah, awful lot of fun. Mm. It's Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
It's where, the University of Wisconsin is there. And I was having a tough time figuring out, why is it so crowded in Madison, Wisconsin? I couldn't understand why the hotels were full.
Why? What,
had to call a cab to get to the airport, the day before. It's Madison, Wisconsin. It's not.
Is that where the cheese people are?
Yeah, a lot of cheeseheads up there.
Yeah.
But the airport has 13 gates. Okay? When I checked in today, all right, I was the first person in line to open up the Delta counter.
Oh, Lord.
Now, granted, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I had a very, very early flight, clearly.
It's not like DFW where...
But when I went up I said, where's the security line? She says, it's right up the escalator. I get to the top of the escalator and the gates are closed. There's nobody there. I got to sit there on the floor and play on the iPad for a little bit and wait. And finally, all the TSA, about 10 people got behind me. You'd have thought they were scrambling. There's 10 of you. I'll go to the back of the line if you want me to. It really doesn't matter. There's 10 of you. Went through security. I was the first one there. I walked in. I looked left, looked right. There was nobody but me, not even an employee. So I go, this is what it's like to be the first one in an airport.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But
how big
Madison is it's where the movie Back to School, I believe, was filmed. Remember with Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, yes.
When he comes down the steps where that classic line, why don't you call me when you have no class, was filmed right there. But it's a very liberal town, Madison, Wisconsin. Oh, yes, it is. And, of course, Gander Mountain has a Gander Mountain Academy, a world-class training facility in a little place called DeForest, about 4 or 5 miles outside of downtown Madison. And it was wonderful to have a kind of a funny story about that.
Mm-hmm.
After the event, the Concealed Carry Expo closed down on Saturday afternoon, about 6 p.m., the store manager walked over as we were putting stuff away and closing, folding up tables, and he says, got a funny story for you, Mr. Walters. I said, what's that? He said, well, we got a phone call from somebody today that was really upset and wanted to talk to the manager, so they put the call through to me, and he was yelling and screaming. And kind of looking at him funny, about what? And he said he was getting all kinds of phone calls. And he said he was a syndicated newspaper columnist on about, he's published in about 60 different newspapers.
Yeah.
Pick up his blog, whatever his column is.
Yeah.
And his phone was ringing off the hook all weekend. He was wanting to know why Gander Mountain was advertising that he was going to be there supporting their concealed carry stuff in the store, and he didn't know what they were talking about. And the manager said, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. And the guy says, you're advertising on the radio that I'm going to be there. And he says, no. The guy says, my name is Mark Walter. Well, it turns out, you know, I guess this guy, I got to thinking, I don't know if this is a liberal guy or not. It would make sense if he was, because only a liberal would think he would be the only person in the world that would have that name. You know?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
But I don't know that to be the case. I don't know that. But it was funny. He called in. He had my name. As far as I'm concerned, he has my name.
That's funny.
Well, he was informed that who I was and that I was there, and he can rest a little easy.
Wow.
That was funny. That doesn't happen. Now, I guess Madison had, and you've been to a couple of these.
Yes.
Gander Mountain events. They're usually really uneventful. People come, a lot of great people come in, look at the guns, try before they buy, put them in the simulators with us, and have a great time overall. Meet a lot of people, shake a lot of hands. I have a lot of fans come out in whatever city we're in. We've never had an issue with anybody protesting or even wanting to. But Madison, Wisconsin, I mean, these are the people that took on the State House, you know? And we're climbing from the rafters in there when Walker was doing the union busting thing?
Yeah.
So that's what I was trying to. There's a small enclave up there in Madison.
Yeah.
And you had people coming in the store wanting to know if they could post up on their boards in there, their I don't know, what do you want to call it, their disagreement with our concealed carry expo. And the managers would look at them and go, you know, this is a gun store.
What?
Yeah. So they had some, you know, they said, no, we don't allow that. It's not a political thing. We are a gun retailer. So it was an awful lot of fun, and it was interesting to see that. The Gander Mountain guys handled everything fantastic. They're wonderful. So we'll be doing the next event in Wichita, Kansas. Wichita, Kansas, at the Gander Mountain Academy on Saturday, June 8th. Make sure you come out. This will be the last one we do until September, and we'd love to see you there at the Gander Mountain Academy in Wichita, Kansas. An awful lot of fun.
Ooh, Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas. Is Wichita still standing today? I understand the National Weather Service said a huge tornado was roaring through
Wichita.
Is everybody okay?
There was one roaring outside of Oklahoma City that, okay. I'm going to be honest with you, Mark, you almost had a sit-in.
Almost had a sit-in. Why? You wanted to get out there?
This tornado, a friend of mine who works here at the station, he's a storm chaser, too. The size of this tornado and this guy gets all the big ones. Not that I'm glorifying tornadoes, but this thing is just massive. And the way it was rotating and going on. But, yeah, I had a tornado warning outside of Kansas, but I had to come here before I could find out what exactly happened.
You know, I could turn that around. Is it cool to say as a storm chaser, oh, man, you get all the killer storms?
Come on now.
That's what it sounds like.
See, now
like
I here, feel you know? Bad because now I'm laughing. Right? That's just wrong.
That's what I mean.
We had a couple of tornadoes roll through here.
You guys had a rough week last week. But
yeah.
Hey, we have some big news as far as the growth of the show.
Mm.
Listeners around the nation, you can't thank you enough. Believe me, it's humbling. We have new affiliates to announce. Right now, today, Shanto, we are being heard for the first time in the state of Kentucky.
Really?
In Lexington, baby.
Oh, right in the heart.
Lexington and Berea, right out there. Berea, Fayette, Lexington on WEKY 1340. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast.
Very nice.
It's an honor to fill your prescription for freedom every single week here on the Armed American Radio Network. Finally in Kentucky. Great to be there. I'll be up there for the NASCAR race in the summer.
Really?
Also, yeah, here's another one. WIRV in Irvine, Kentucky. Right outside the greater Lexington area on 1550 AM WIRV. Welcome to the show. It's an honor to be filling your prescription for freedom every week. Oh, and Utah. Did I mention Utah? Cedar City, Utah.
Oh.
K-E-N-T, Kent, K-E-N-T, 1400 AM. Welcome to the broadcast.
I have a brother named Kent.
Do you?
Yeah.
I had an old business partner named Kent.
Or I have a brother named Kent. I'm sorry. Larry and Kent.
Yeah, I said had.
Well,
yeah,
that's no,
a, that's a, no, it's a very sad story. He was murdered.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a long, long story there. We'll read about that in the upcoming book. 12:30 a.m., Aiken, South Carolina, and Augusta, Georgia, in the surrounding communities.
Very nice.
Whoa. A lot of golf. It's a, you know, a lot of American stuff around there. A lot of racing.
Now, what's up with
golf?
This? You going to the NASCAR races. Can a brother go too?
Yeah.
Will you pay for it?
Yeah. We would go with one of the teams.
We might have to talk about that.
Go to.
Hey, I want to go. I've never been to a NASCAR race.
It's out of control fun. Out of control fun. We're going to be talking some racing. Doug Allen, host of the Talk of the Town morning show,
mm-hmm.
with his sidekick, Renee. I join them on the air and talk about guns and freedom on a fairly regular basis on 12:30 a.m. as a guest on their show. And this past Saturday, I did his racing program. He does a racing show,
Spirit
of Racing. And I joined him while I was in Madison, stepped out of the academy for a few minutes and did a couple segments with him and was discussing one of my other passions, NASCAR. It was a lot of fun with those guys. Doug Allen's going to be here to talk Americana later in the show. And that's going to be huge. Coming up this hour, Sean, Hank Whaley is going to be here. Hank Whaley, of course, from the Great Penny Gun Auction, Armed American Radio sponsor, will be here right after this break. And we'll talk, he's also an FFL, and we'll talk with him what the impending gun control legislation in Maryland means for FFLs who ship products out of the state, among other things. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom. I'm Mark Walters, back right after this.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only .223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle, another American-made product from Ruger.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio.
Oh, I like that. That's one of the new bumper music. And everywhere I go, every city I go to and meet you guys, I hear, why are you always on Sean about
that
music?
Thank you so much for all my supporters out there.
Well, you don't have them, not after I tell them.
They feel my pain.
Okay, they feel your pain.
I don't know what.
It's funny because it depends on how old somebody is as to what music they like, right?
No. I like dance music more than anything, and I'm not too far from you.
Coming up after this segment, after we talk with Hank Whaley in just a second, we're going to be talking with Ernie Emerson, the great Ernie Emerson, the fighter, the knife fighter, and the purveyor and founder of Emerson Knives, and we're going to tell you a really cool story about one of his knives.
Yes.
And who was carrying it.
It is too cool.
And what night he was carrying it, and the fact that it went up for auction just a couple of days ago. We'll let you know that. That's really cool stuff. In the meantime, welcome back to our newest affiliates, WEKY, 1340 AM, Lexington, Berea, Fayette. Great to have you here. WIRV, 1550 AM, Irvine, Kentucky. Kent, 1400, KENT, 1400 AM, Cedar City, Utah. Great to have you here. 1230 AM in Aiken, South Carolina, and Augusta. You'll be joining us soon, you listeners out there picking us up on the apps and the web and everything. Welcome back to the show. Hank Whaley, PennyGunAuction.com. Welcome to Armed American Radio again. Hank, how are you, brother?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Sean. Hello from Annapolis, Maryland.
There you go. Let's talk about that. We got a quick segment with you, and I want to get as much meat on the table with you as I can.
What happened? It's official now. Maryland has become another of the gun-unfriendly states. Extremely unfriendly to the citizens who want to buy and own guns, the small gun dealers and FFLs who would like to sell them and register them, and the three manufacturers we have in the state of Maryland who are looking to move on.
Oh, and there are some big ones, and let's go there in a second. Let's pick that apart. Has O'Malley signed the bill, and when did he sign it?
Yes, he signed the first part of it, and it takes effect October 1st.
Okay.
So that's our Armageddon for all the gun lovers, October 1st.
All right, as of October 15th, the last reading, I hadn't seen that he had signed it yet. Can you confirm for me when he did?
No, I can't do that.
That's okay. I've been traveling and haven't had a chance to get up, and I knew he was. Here's the latest stories. I want people to understand, Hank, that this bill that he is signing bans nearly every single semi-automatic rifle, period.
You're totally correct. And 10-round magazines, the high-cap magazines, everything now is an assault weapon that you can possibly think of. They've extended that list. And we're into gun registration and inspections, too. So you can't buy a gun in Maryland now unless you take a course, pay $100, and get what's called a handgun qualification license.
Well, hold the boat. Back up. Repeat that. You can't buy a gun in Maryland. You can't buy a gun of any kind without what?
You need to have a hand. And we're talking about handguns now, and the other guns are on the restricted list. Unless you have a handgun qualification license, that costs you $100, and in order to get one, you also have to take a course on gun safety. So it's a slow process before you can buy a gun, and then it's an even slower process with our good friends at Maryland State Police, who are required to issue your transfer in 7 days. They're now doing 60-some days, and they're going to be totally overwhelmed.
So, yeah, let's not talk about the fact that you now have to submit a fingerprint to the state police.
Correct.
to exercise, ladies and gentlemen, to exercise a fundamental constitutional freedom in this country. You know,
you got it,
Hank. I would have a tough time living in Maryland. What this is going to do is part of what's happening out in Colorado, Hank, where the sheriffs are so upset. Because it is encouraging law-abiding citizens to disobey the law because they know the law is unconstitutional and it's wrong.
Well, this is going to be difficult. And people are telling me now that if they get these restricted weapons, whether assault weapons or high-cap pistol handguns, they're going to send them to their dad or their brother in another state. Well, why should they have to? Their gun clubs are here. The shooting ranges are here. They should enjoy them here.
Listen, there's going to be lawsuits, the NRA, I know. With a number of supportive groups in the state of Maryland, we'll be filing suit. Hopefully injunctions will be issued.
One of our groups has already started on what we call the seven-day rule I just mentioned. The state police are at like 60 days, and that's increasing because they're overwhelmed and under-budgeted, and you can't get your transfer done in 7 days like we used to be able to do a year ago.
Yeah, and make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the Maryland State Police's fault. They are being charged. They're the organization charged with carrying out these gun control schemes. So don't take your ire out on them.
We're highly supportive of them, and I have a special relationship with them from the past, and I can't say enough good things about them, but it's going to be hard for them to do their job with their personnel and their budget that they're going to be overwhelmed.
All right, let's talk about you. Now, you're an FFL.
Sure. I'm an FFL, and I'm just going to make two comments here because I come in a special class. But FFLs are small gun store owners or small businessmen. And we're going to lose 30% or so of our income because these high-cap guns and assault weapons have been part of our inventory, part of our pro forma for our annual budget. We're going to go down the tubes here in 6 months. How are we going to make budget? How are we going to make a profit? How are we going to do what we have to do?
You won't.
Lose 30%. No, we're not.
And O'Malley doesn't care. He doesn't care about you. This is about – he is putting political agenda above the well-being of his constituents and of the businesses, the business climate – in that state.
We have 141 legislators who voted on this. 94 of them are Democrats.
Right.
They're legislative lemmings.
Well, there's your problem right there.
And to the edge of the cliff because they only had a limited amount of time and they didn't think this thing out completely.
Right.
Didn't listen to the testimony.
No, and they didn't listen to it. They didn't want to listen to it. They didn't care. This is purely agenda-driven politics.
The emotional issue, you know, brought on and spurred by the horrible situation in Connecticut and
it gave them an opportunity to push forward their fascist agenda, period. That's what this is, and we all know it, and they know it as well.
Right,
but it's a Democrat. Listen, this is the Democrats, again, in the state of Maryland that are doing this. Hank, before we run out of time, I want to get two more issues in with you.
Thank you.
As an FFL, you also do business via Internet sales, correct? Magazines and so forth?
I'm going to give you the lawyer's point of view from this now. The ATF allows some of us in my class to do Internet sales without having a gun store. So technically we're not regulated as a firearms dealer under the Maryland statute. And they're cutting us off. We can't get guns in Maryland. And if we choose, and all the gun dealers now, even with stores, who choose to sell to the nice fellows in Georgia, Texas, and Florida, we can't get them in our inventory after October 1st. That's a cutoff date.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That's again, another issue.
That's a constitutional issue,
well,
and
sure.
I would just say, and a lot of the attorneys are going to agree, I think, that this is an interstate commerce. It's in the second clause of the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Only Congress has the right to limit it. There's 10 cases the Supreme Court's already ruled on. Why these states are doing it, I can't understand it.
Well, fortunately, they're in the minority. I feel terrible for you, and I feel terrible for the people that literally are stuck there. But quickly, we've got 30 seconds before the break. Name the three companies. Pay careful attention to this, ladies and gentlemen. Name the three companies.
Beretta, of course, is the largest with a huge number of employees, and it's going to be a difficult move for them. LWRC, which is that fantastic assault weapons, AR-15s, piston-driven, which everybody loves, and then Adcor, which also makes assault weapons on the other side of Baltimore. They're all facing a move. How do they do it?
I have no idea. I'm feeling for you. Hank, we support you. We've got to go. The music means we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll tell everybody about Penny Gun Auction, where they need to go, and why they need to go. Hank, thank you so much. Hank Whaley from Penny Gun Auction in Maryland, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back right after this with Ernie Emerson.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CGCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are 2 simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Pivot example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, back home in the Crossbreed Holster Studios this week, bringing Armed American Radio to you from the toasty beaches of South Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. And even more states in between now when we add Kentucky today. WEKY, WIRV, welcome to the show. Great to be filling your prescription for freedom. Those of you who caught the fact that I never did give out the grilling while armed meatloaf, grilled smoked meatloaf recipe last week.
Oh, yeah.
I will give it out today. I promise you. I apologize. We just ran out of time, and the meatloaf kind of got put on the back burner, if you will. Hey, that worked out well, didn't it? And guess what? PennyGunAuction.com. PennyGunAuction.com. Hank Whaley was just on the air with us. Hank's a great guy, and they run a great operation over there. If you want to get involved, and a lot of AAR listeners are winning these auctions. These guns are selling for literally pennies on the dollar. If I'm not mistaken, a SIG last week or 2 weeks ago, auction closed out at like $15, $15.61 or something crazy like
that.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was.
Might have even been a little bit lower. Hank, if you're listening, I'm sure you are. Send me an email. Let me know that number, and I'll throw the correct number out there and the exact gun model. But head over to PennyGunAuction.com, PennyGunAuction.com, and click the register now. It's free. No credit cards necessary, nothing. Register for free. Use the promo code WIN, W-I-N in caps, W-I-N in caps, and they will give you 20 free bids. You can use those 20 free bids on an auction of your choice whenever you want. Have some fun, and you might win the gun of your choice in the auction you choose to participate in. Sean, I have a great guest on the phone right now.
Yes, you do.
Oh, he's one of a kind, baby.
Yes.
And a great story about one of his knives. Ernie Emerson joins me and you right now here on the Armed American Radio Network. Ernie, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Are you back home yet?
I am home.
You are home now. I have to tell this story to start the conversation off.
Go ahead.
I'm sitting in the airport, Sean. Getting ready to head. I was over at the Sky Club at Delta getting ready to head to... Where did I go? Madison, Wisconsin. And Ernie said, I'm talking on the phone with Ernie, and Ernie says, hey, I just wanted to make sure we were all set for the time on the radio show this weekend, and I need to get that email. I said, oh, I'm getting to you. I promise right now I'll send it out to you in just a couple seconds. He said, yeah, I'm getting ready to head up to the lake and all this fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, that sounds so good, the lake, the boat up there, and the beautiful scenery up there in Northern Cali. I said, I'm getting ready to go to Madison, Wisconsin for the weekend to work. He goes, you should have been a knife maker. Isn't that what it was? I should be making knives? If I was a knife maker like Ernie Emerson, I'd been going to my boat and my cabin.
See, that's nice. That's
nice living
right there.
I cracked up.
That's funny.
I think a piece of celery hit the window. Ernie, it's great to have you here. It really is. Part of what we talked about this past week was one of your CQC7 knives.
Mm-hmm.
That has got one hell of a story to it. I'm going to let you take it away.
Well, it is quite a story, and it's going to be one of those historical events that we've just been real lucky to have happen in our lives here. We had a knife that was owned by, I'm going to use his pseudonym just because I feel more comfortable with that, Mark Owen, who wrote the book about the mission to kill bin Laden. And he had a knife that I had literally placed into his hands about probably 8 years ago and told him to, you know, please use this for a good cause. And lo and behold, fast forward 8 years, we find out that Mark was one of the guys on the mission, the bin Laden mission to capture or kill. And there was a worthy charitable cause auction for the families of fallen special operations warriors. And he said, you know what, that's something I'm definitely behind. I'm going to donate this knife for the auction. And lo and behold, the knife that was carried by Mark on the raid to kill bin Laden went up for auction and finished out with a winning bid of $34,500.
Wow.
Yeah, that, amazing. And when you and I were talking, that bid had gotten up to $5,000, and there were 2 days and a couple hours left on that, Ernie.
Boy, it got fast and furious at the end, I'm telling you.
It really did.
I mean, you can buy a house in some places in the country for that amount of money. It blew my mind.
Yeah, and interesting. I know some people. I turned the information on the auction over to some folks, and got the bidding up to $15,000 on that thing before it shot up to $35,000. Now we can tell everybody. I mean, Mark wrote a book, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can tell everybody who he was. He pulled the trigger.
He's one of the guys that. Well, he put a bullet in him. Let's say that.
Now let's do it, and let's not do it kindly. He killed the scumbag.
Well. We don't know who killed him.
He put a bullet in the scumbag. Let's do that kindly. How about that?
Yeah.
I don't really care too much about talking kindly about Osama bin Laden.
He's dead. That's
he's dead, and he's where he needs to be, at the bottom of something somewhere.
Sleeping with the fishes, all right?
He's sleeping with the fishes, that's right. The great line in the Godfather movie. Unwrapping the paper. What's all this?
They'll never unwrap.
Means he swims with the fishes. Listen, and he ain't swimming. He's laying with the fishes.
Yeah.
So that's what a great story about that knife. Now, I go ahead.
There's one more little caveat to it. That's
throw it out there.
So excellent. The knife was actually bought by a friend of mine, who is a collector of our knives. So in essence, the knife left me. Went away on all those operations, and then basically came back to roost. Not in my hands, but in one of my dear friends.
Mm-hmm. And it's home.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can, because I know some of the history of your knives. And let's take this opportunity now. We've got about 3.5 minutes before this segment ends. Mm-hmm. Tell us the history of Emerson Knives. And then in the next segment, I'll tell people where they can come near me and meet you over the weekend of the 31st.
Yeah. Well, it started in my garage with me making custom knives, and then I'm going to give you the real fast version. And then I became quite popular and licensed the knife to a company that made the CQC7, the first commercial version of it, and it became too big for that company to even make. And so what happened was we decided we're going to start our own knife company in 1996, and took that design back, and then, you know, came up with all the other designs that I did over the years. And we've just been real lucky, and we've led a charmed life, and we've made some good knives along the way, and that's really the whole story. It was just a matter of 80-hour weeks and that never-give-up determination to make a success out of it.
And it, what a success it has become. Your knives are the most sought-after out there. And, you know, I have a couple of them. They go with me everywhere. I have one with me right now. These things are fantastic.
People keep them by their nightstands. Mm-hmm. They keep them, you know. I've had guys run into burning buildings to get the knife, the Emerson knife that they had, you know, after their kids and everybody are safe. But, you know, people, it's just one of those things. You know, it's more than knives, Mark. It represents something, I believe, that our company stands for, and people identify with that. You know, it's not just a knife to the people that carry those darn things.
No, it's not. It is more than that, you know. But when you talk about the quality, let's talk about the quality of the product that you put out there, that you've been putting out for so many years. How do you put it? You know, when you pick up, Sean won't like this, but you pick up an iPhone, you can feel the quality of the device when you hold it in your hands.
Yep.
More so than the Samsung S4 because it's all plastic and stuff. So you know what I mean, right, Ernie?
Yes, I do.
You can hold it. You feel it. It's got that weight, that balance, that feel, and that's exactly what you feel when you pick up an Emerson knife. And don't take my word for it. Compare it to anything else out on the floor. And, Sean, you're laughing. I don't know if your mic is live or not, but it's a true statement.
Well, Mark, the thing that I set out to do was to build a tool. And what I kind of use as an analogy is I didn't want to build a Rolex or a Mercedes-Benz. I wanted to build a Chevy. And I wanted something people could take apart, rebuild, fix, and last forever.
And you know what they do? When we come back, we'll talk about where people can actually find your stuff and buy some of it and see you and meet you in person on the 31st of May. Armed American Radio comes back right after this, filling your prescription for freedom with Ernest Emerson back after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week, giving you a voice. Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. We're going to jump right in here with Ernest Emerson from Emerson Nyes.
Okay.
Sean, why are you laughing at me, Sean?
I was going to address that Android versus iPhone deal, but I'll let you go.
I can't help it. You pick it up, it's a quality device.
I know, Android is. Thank you.
No, I'm talking about the iPhone. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Neither match Emerson's knives. And Ernie joins us right now. Ernie, how you doing?
I'm good, good, good.
Do you have an iPhone?
You know what? I've got an Android.
Thank you. Yes.
Ernie, I still love you, brother.
Built
okay.
By a...
Old school, man.
Thank you.
Old school. See, he said old school. Very nice. Ernie... The Blade Show comes to the Atlanta area, downtown. Well, it comes to just a little bit north of downtown Atlanta.
Yep.
On May 31st. Tell us about the Blade Show. You're going to be at booth 98 and 99, the same corner you're in every year, right?
Yes, indeed. Blade Show is the largest cutlery show in the world. all of the manufacturers are there in conjunction with all of the custom knife makers that you could name. There's several thousand vendors there, both custom and factory. We'll be there, and I've got a friend coming in this year. His name is Mark Walters. He's going to be there to sign some books and talk to some of those people that carry those knives.
Yeah, it's outstanding. I've been there with you before and saw you last year and the year before, sold some books over there with you. You know, did
always
a little
likely.
Book signing. We'll see if we can get the publisher to send them down on short notice. I'm sure we can. And we'll hang out there with you throughout the day and talk knives. Now, you guys do something that I think the backstory of this is really cool at the Blade Show. Your knives were so popular. You know where I'm going, and we haven't talked about this. This is a spontaneous conversation, ladies and gentlemen. Ernie's knives are so popular that the line, you do an auction, right? How do you want to?
It's a lottery.
A lottery. Go ahead.
Well, our knives, the people that want to buy these knives to collect and have, the handmade custom knives, they got so fast and furious that we actually had fist fights and things breaking out in front of our table with people that were running up and trying to get the knives right after the show opened. And my wife, Mary, came up with the idea that we should do a lottery and take some control of it. And people would put their names in a hat, and then at a certain time we'd draw out a name, and you would get the privilege to come up and buy a knife.
Right.
Which I'm still flabbergasted because, you know, we're very lucky. And that grew to the point where there were hundreds of people in front of our booth at a show, any show that we were at, waiting for that lottery. So at the Blade Show, they actually have had to move us for our lottery into our own private ballroom.
Wow.
Yeah, the line's extended so far down, nobody can get to any of the other manufacturers' display tables.
Wow.
I felt good, but I felt bad at the same time for the other guys.
Well, of course. This is a testament to the quality of the product. But what's interesting is the knives on the lottery are not necessarily the ones in display. These are handmade by you.
Yes, they are.
And how many of the handmade knives do you actually make per year for these events?
You know, it's kind of varies on how busy I am with other stuff, but I would say maybe 125 to 150 for an entire year.
Right.
So they're pretty rare, and they're all $500, $600, $700, $800 a piece. So it's a big deal, and people come from all over the world just to go to that lottery. And
wow.
since we have that special place, we have live music, we have some Johnny Walker Blue Scotch, and some special tequila, and a whole bunch of stuff. So you get a chance to have some fun and get a knife if you're lucky.
Yeah, it's neat because you got the band in the room over there playing the music, and you've got the setup of all, you know, everything is very high end. And that just exemplifies how high end the product itself is. And I have sat in and watched the auction or the lottery, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. When someone's number and name is called, the cash comes out, they go to the table, they don't even know. They're just blown away that their name is called.
Well,
and they have the opportunity to pick up that product, and some of these prices are, it's just fascinating to watch.
It is fascinating, and I'm still blown away by it because it's become a phenomena. And you know, the cool thing is the camaraderie that's actually involved in that room. You know, a person will get their name called, and a cheer goes up.
Right.
There's applause and hooping and hollering, and you know, it's a fun time. It's an event.
Right.
So we make the most of it. We're going to have a lot of really cool stuff. I've got 12 brand new custom models I'm introducing this year at the Blade Show. So there'll be some that are prototypes, and they're marked as such, and that actually is even more desirable to the guys that really collect these knives.
Yeah, and like Ernie just said, Sean, if there's any way you can make it, you're certainly invited, but I'll be there on Saturday. That's going to be just an outstanding weekend, and that weekend is March 31st to when? When does it run, Ernie?
March 31, June 1, and June 2. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's at the Cobb Galleria Convention Center.
Right, yeah, right down, just a little bit north of downtown Atlanta. For those of you who don't know the area, those of you who do know the area know where the Cobb Galleria is. Sean, any way you can make it?
You know, I'm going to have to sit and think about that.
You know,
you're only
you
12 hours away from me. I would love to see that.
It is really something else.
Wow.
But and now, Ernie, talk to me a little bit about, because you know what, knives from a, let's talk about knife for a defensive or an offensive weapon.
Sure.
Versus a gun. Knives scare me to death. I love the knives. I have two of your knives, and I carry one of them everywhere I go. And well, those things have come in so handy. But knives scare me to death because they are vicious. But you got to know how to use them, don't you?
Well, they should scare you, Sean. Excuse me, Mark. And I might add, I'm giving a seminar down there on combating evil and terrorism. So that's at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And I'm going to talk about knives and related things, which you just led into this. It's a perfect segue. You should be scared by them because, actually, the likelihood of being killed in a knife wound are higher than a gunshot wound.
That's right.
And the thing about edge weapons that people don't understand is it's a very upfront and personal situation.
Right.
It's you know, face-to-face, chest-to-chest. And unfortunately, a lot of people, and I would say there's a great myth out there that there is something called knife fighting. It really doesn't exist. What happens is you walk out into the parking lot to get in your car. A guy grabs you. It turns into a struggle. You get punched in the chest 3 or 4 times, and all of a sudden you're starting to lose your breath. He grabs your keys or your purse or your whatever and runs off, and you feel wet, and you go, I don't even know what happened, and you've got 4 or 5 knife puncture wounds, and one of them might be one that you're bleeding out from. You don't even know it happened. That's
wow.
the way it really happened.
Wow. Yeah, because you're absolutely right. You and I have discussed this before, I think, on a previous show, and we alluded back to that disturbing scene in Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You know where I'm talking about. But it is a personal attack. It's an upfront attack. And let me tell you something. You've got a lot of instructors, firearms instructors, who will say to you, if given the chance to take on the guy with the gun or the guy with the knife that are coming at you, take the knife out first.
Yeah, really. Mark, here's the sad thing about the subject that you've just touched on. Because I go in at times as a witness for the prosecuting attorney here in L.A., related to police officers having to shoot someone who has a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where every single time we have to convince a jury, every single time, that a police officer not only was justified in using a firearm against someone with a knife, but it was the only thing that he could do.
And in that circumstance.
Yeah.
Ernie, I'm going to have to cut you there. I hate to do it, man. I could talk with you all night long, but thank you so much for coming on short notice. Ladies and gentlemen, EmersonKnives.com. Check this stuff out. It's the best in the business. EmersonKnives.com. And you can meet Ernest Emerson himself, buy one of his knives, and get your name in on the lottery at the Cobb Galleria, May 31st, June 1st and 2nd, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Blade Show in Atlanta. Be there. I'll be there. Maybe even Sean will be there. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught clubless. Don't be that clubless caveman.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in here. Tell it to me by the
folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. You hear it here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.